So the most important thing that we need is a reliable, clear repro steps. The first thing that we do when we get a bug, we're like, it doesn't do that. And so we look at the repro steps and try to reproduce it so that we can figure out what's going on. And so in lots of ways, the thing you can do to make sure that we'll be able to fix your bug is make sure that we can reproduce it. So write really, really clear steps about exactly what you did to get to the state. One of the things that you can do is submit attachments. And so if you want to give us a screenshot, like if it's a focus problem and the IDE or something, you know, feel free to do that. So make sure that we can reliably reproduce the bug and understand exactly what the conditions were. So that's the most important step. The other thing is to be honest and realistic about your voting. If everybody rates everything a 5, it's not going to be useful to us. If you really use the whole 1 to 5 range and we can really tell what the most important bugs really are, then we're going to be more effective at fixing those bugs. The other thing that I really encourage you to do is to do an honest and realistic search and really try to figure out if the bug has been already submitted, and then just vote or validate that bug so that we spend less of our time resolving duplicate issues and we can really focus on fixing the real issues.